Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, let's get back to it. Real simple. 5 o'clock, Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. We did open with Michigan. There's not a lot to talk about with State. They lose the game, shut the program down. Tom can go retire. But I wanted to ask a question because now you have Michigan survive last night. And again, we can save any of the pretense of, well, you know, I'll still take it. Of course you'll take it. A win is a win. You want to win. But you just can't deny they got lucky as hell. You play like that again, your team's out. You're done. But here's my question. When we broadcast Monday, 2 p.m., one, both, or neither of our teams are still playing. For Michigan, you're 2.5-point underdog against Texas A&M. Texas A&M is going to drag that game into the mud. Do you believe you win? For Michigan State, yeah, it's more projection. Now, they are a 17-point favorite tonight. If you lose this game, bulldoze the program. But if you win, you're going to face the winner of Marquette, New Mexico. Do you believe Michigan State will be alive Monday? So the question is, do you believe one, both, or neither of our local teams will be alive Monday at 2 p.m.? 248-539-9797. And just take me through why. And I'm, hey, if you think Michigan's beating A&M, how could I be mad at you? Spread's 2.5. Not mad at you at all. I just tell you, you better play a totally different game than you played last night. For Michigan State, we've talked about this. It's a complete and utter disaster if they don't get out of the first weekend. It's a waste of a year. And really a sign, once again, bulldoze program. You could actually knock Spartan Stadium and Breslin Center down same day. Save money. Bundle.
So what happens if they make it out?
Then the season begins.
Then we're not bulldozing everything?
No, then the season begins. I mean, realistically, if you're a real team with a real shot at hanging a real banner, the tournament doesn't really start until the second weekend.
Correct.
This is the barrier of entry. Now, do you believe one, both, or neither will be playing Monday?
I think both. I think both will be playing. When we get in here on Monday, Michigan State, they should be able to handle Bryant tonight and then the winner of Marquette and New Mexico. One-day prep, turnaround, Izzo's a master at that. For Michigan, I've just gotten to the point where I can't quantify it, Mike. It was like the Tigers pitching chaos. I couldn't tell you why it worked. I just know that it worked. I can't tell you why Michigan keeps winning games like this. All I know is they just keep winning games like this. And it's if I'm a fan, I'm frustrated. But in the end, you're like, okay, it was a hell of a ride, but we won. We got the W. It'll come down to, once again, a 2.5-point underdog. Or that's right in their wheelhouse. That's a close game. Golden will hit two free throws to give them a 2-point lead, and they'll walk away, and both teams will be sitting there in the Sweet 16.
David, one, both, or neither?
My.
Wow.
One.
A Sparty said that you're going to make it, and you're not?
It's I'm going one. I'm back and forth, because Kenny could tell you. I was like, oh, both. I'm back and forth with Michigan right now. So right now, I'm going to say they lose. Michigan State, they playing Bryant. I mean, there should be no – they're playing Bryant. Come on now. Yes, you're going to – you'll be there. Michigan, just – I don't have the confidence in them. I don't. I'm sorry. They cannot do that. They cannot do what they did last night, and I'm afraid they will. They continue to turn the ball over. That hasn't improved. And you do that against a better team like Texas A&M and think you're going to lose this game. Yes. So both.
Wait.
I'm sorry. One. Wow. Michigan State. Wow. I told you I'm back and forth in my head.
That was like mind-bending. I went, wait, what did he just say?
Michigan State will be there. Michigan won't.
248-539-9797. We can get some of the people in the mix. One, both, or neither. For State, I could build a pathway to get in trouble. I mean, if Marquette wins and Cam Jones just goes off, and obviously Dimitri Dent, the guard for New Mexico, there are scenarios.
I love the Tanji route.
Yeah, I mean, we did just give up 40 to a guy who shot 1-for-30 the next day. It's plausible. For Michigan, it's not that they can't beat A&M. It's that I don't know that they can beat them playing the way they're playing. Even with the Big Ten tournament, there were things in the cosmos. I mean, Tanji having a career-worst afternoon, going 1-for-14, and the only make was a dunk.
No, Mike, I'm going to go one game before that. Maryland.
Not playing defense on the last possession?
Maryland. Queen hits the free throws, and they take the lead, and they start celebrating with 3.8 seconds left. And just let Donaldson go right up the middle of the court, unimpeded to the basket. Like, if somebody stood in his way, they lose. But, yeah, Maryland started celebrating. I thought they won the game myself.
Yeah, and again, here's the problem. Last night, you didn't win the battle on the boards. It was 37-35. The turnover battle, lost that too. Did you shoot great from three? No, but Donaldson made the big one. Now, Donaldson's the one thing I'm willing to trust, that in the late stages, if you're close, that kid's going to make a play. He started to just make that his thing. But my God, some of the other stuff where I'm like, oh, if I'm watching on film and Michigan's going to switch everything, great. And I'm A&M, I'm just going to screen and get Wade Taylor on a guy who's 7 feet tall, and I'm going to drop 30.
Right.
So it's hard. They have to play a completely different game. Are they capable? Of course they are. You don't win as many games as they win if you're not capable. It's the why. And I still go back to when they've played high-quality teams. And this is, I think, where you and I differ. It's like, I don't respect the Big Ten the way you do. But, like, maybe I'm in love with the SEC too much. Maybe A&M's just not good. They're just in the SEC, and they get a little favored treatment. I lean both because, look, the team had a horseshoe in its shorts last night.
But, Mike, they've been winning 50-50 games all year
Which means
long.
It'll stop.
And that's where – will it, though?
Yes.
That's
it always
why
does.
And at this point, I'm going to ride this until the wheels fall off.
Go ahead, David.
But it just reminds me, and I know different sport, it reminds me what the Minnesota Vikings did, not this past season, the season before.
8-1 in one possession games.
And then when it mattered, they didn't get it done. So I feel like Mike just said, it has to stop at some point.
It does.
I mean, I don't want it to stop. I'll tell you
no,
that.
No, David, I understand. But if they're telling me that this is going to be another close game, I think advantage Michigan in a close game.
Yeah, but the spread, hold on. The spread doesn't indicate a close game.
No, I'm
it's just
saying.
It's just the balance money.
I understand.
I don't want to see 800 ticket techs taking your head off. That's
no.
all.
If Vegas is saying, look, they've been pretty around the number. So, yeah, if they're saying, okay, well, you know, A&M will win, but it'll probably be around 2-3 points, well, I'm going to take Michigan because I just think that Michigan will – Vlad Goldin gets fouled with like 30 seconds to go. He hits two free throws, wash, rinse, repeat.
Let's go to Ray, 97.1. Raymond, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I say both. Reason being is exactly what you say. Michigan has to play completely different. I've watched about 15 games this year, and every single one of them was good, bad, or ugly, completely different. So I believe they will ride the hype of March Madness and continue. And I have all the faith in the world in Richardson. I think he'll take over the game. K keep going as far as we can with him.
I'll be interested to see what tonight looks like. Some, you know, it's always fun, Ray, as, you know, a freshman gets in the tournament. And look, like BYU had a freshman kid yesterday, 25% three-point shooter. He had five threes. Sometimes guys elevate. Other times they bleep their pants. So it'll be very interesting to see, okay, what's Jace look like in the tourney? Shot clock running down, unfamiliar arenas. What are you going to do?
Yeah, no, I think he's going to rise. I really
hope
do.
You're right.
I've seen him rise over the last few weeks. I love it.
I hope you're right. It'd be nice. As I said, otherwise bulldoze the program. Okay. No, Rico, come on. How bad would it be? You can't.
No, Mike, you're right. It would be epic because this is, once again, is one of Izzo's best teams or better teams, and that were to happen again.
Brutal. Let's go to Lorenzo, 97.1. Lorenzo, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? Mike, this is Lorenzo. How you guys doing?
Excellent.
You're still invited to the cookout, okay?
Thank you.
Two things, man. I want to go, if you give me a moment, over Michigan and Michigan State, then your anger against walking the ball off the court. So, Michigan State,
okay.
I got them penciled into the Final Four. Why? Simple. They play defense. Their defense is really good. I'm sorry. Michigan, I'm a diehard Michigan fan, but they some frauds, man. Their guards are suspect. And Wolf and Golden, it's like you're not used to playing a half-court game. You're seven-footers. Wolf's bringing the ball up last night like he's a guard, bounces it off, goes out of bounds. Golden, when he was in the paint, he finally did what I always say a big man should do. When you get the ball chest high instead of or chin high, why are you bringing it down like you're one of the other players? Get your hands up in the air and turn your body. They're going to have to foul you, okay? He finally did that one play last night. Well, yeah, their guards are suspect. Now, about walking the ball up the court.
Yes.
Okay? Listen, I used to go to Palmer Park, me and my cousins back in the day, right? We play together. We're family, so we know how each other play. We get against other guys, and I know it's not the NCAA. We get against other guys that were more athletic, faster. You know what we would do? We would walk the ball up the court and side to side, backdoor cuts, lull them to sleep. I know it's not pretty, but it's actually intellectually sound. Backdoor cuts, fundamentals. My cousin, who was one of my cousins, who was tall, we had him play center. So yeah. I like that style of play.
Oh, dear.
I mean, here's the balance. You got to have a balance, though. If that's all you do, I get it. But you got to have a balance. You got to be able to play a half-court game.
I agree with a half-court game. But when you are playing and you are literally the slowest team in organized basketball in America and you make it an impossibility to watch, Lorenzo, this ain't the park. This is a multi-billion-dollar industry. How about this?
You're 100% right.
Play half-court basketball. But, Lorenzo, just meet me in the middle. We're going to ban St. Mary's and Drake. We've had enough.
Okay.
That's all I want. That's all I want.
I have much respect for that, but we can agree to disagree. I think it should be a balance. You should be able to run if need be. But teams in the past, those super teams like Kentucky, like, they're going to win it all. And they got popped.
And
like
Lorenzo,
teams that play both styles.
And Lorenzo, think about this. I mean, Virginia won a national title playing this style.
Asterix.
Sure did.
It was disgusting, and you both know it.
They won.
No.
And you know what? Kentucky puts players in the league. And
Kentucky's a bad example, though. Calipari's been a no-show coach for a decade.
Right, but you got 40% of the NBA coming through Kentucky.
Okay, Baylor won a national title. Did you see what it looked like?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basketball. Not this nonsense. Why are you defending St. Mary's? Do you have a cousin who went there or something? Why don't you level with us?
No. I don't know.
I'm just
enjoying this.
You got any people out in Santa Rosa? What's your story with St. Mary's?
I'm just enjoying this today. Loving the things you hate.
You do. You love St. Mary's, and I don't know why.
I don't either.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, we'll get to a tournament update here in about 10 minutes. I have breaking news. St. Mary's has crossed 40. It's an offensive fireworks fest. David, some ticket texts, and we've asked the question, one both or neither of our teams alive Monday? I lean both. Rico's right. You go 11-1 in one score games, whether it's cosmic or whether it's ability or both, I don't know. But if you don't play a far superior game than what you played yesterday, no. Now, the good part, A&M is a dreadful shooting team, but they bludgeon you on the boards. So my fear would be, all right, if you couldn't really out-rebound UC San Diego, well, what will that mean against an SEC team that's just got different athletes? I mean, when UC San Diego hit the floor, I go, wait, this is the team that's supposed to beat Michigan? It looked like malnourished children. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my dear God. A&M's going to look a little different. So, David, what do you got?
By the way, as you were talking about St. Mary's, then they airballed a shot from the free throw line. So
that's some hot offensive bread
great
by the Gales. Ban them.
Michigan and Michigan State are meeting in the Elite Eight. So to answer your question, yes, both will still be alive on Monday. State's winning it all. And that's coming from a Michigan fan at work, he says.
I wish I had your confidence. I don't know where that comes from.
I think it's the defense that they play. That's why. I mean, because even when you have an off-night shooting, if you can defend the three-point line and you keep teams from, you know, getting red hot, then yeah, that's – and there's no UConn this year where it's just – you know what? There was no doubt UConn was going to win last year.
You don't feel that way about Duke now that Cooper Flagg was back today for 22 minutes?
I don't.
Man, the disrespect.
No, I mean, I think that there are like five or six teams that can win it. But like last year, it was UConn and UConn in the field. They were just like, who wants to get beat by us in the title game?
That's fair.
You guys hammer that out.
That is fair.
Both will play because Texas A&M isn't good at shooting threes. Michigan State just simply good, and they'll be better than Marquette on Sunday when they play. Someone's answering your question, Mike.
Yeah.
There are tours. I've been in the Great Pyramid from JFC.
Thank you.
Actually inside the pyramid around?
I think those three letters may stand for something else. What? I can't say it unless you want to be going solo. I have a feeling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that means something a little different.
I think both will play on Monday. They will be there. They'll be alive. Dave, keep picking against Michigan State, please. Michigan, please.
Okay. You know what's fun? I didn't pick against Michigan. I simply said, be careful with this team. I wasn't wrong.
Here comes St. Mary's. First one to 50 wins. That's from BC. Then another person.
Oh, well, you know what? 50 to 47. St. Mary's.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, someone else, cast a ticket listener for Wyatt, says, Mike, I know you hate the slow-paced game, but you did tell me to go under, and I'm loving that.
Well, listen. And I had Drake yesterday. I don't have to like these teams. I try to make sure if I can help people survive a little bit here. It's a minefield. By the way, are we bummed out as far as the opening day and a half here of the tourney?
Yes.
A little bit chalky.
Yes.
No?
2-12s and 11. Yeah, you're right. It hasn't been that like, oh my goodness.
Hasn't really been moments.
No.
I mean, last year you had the Furman thing, and you had some moments.
Yeah, we haven't had any late game kind of.
Think about it. We've been on the air for 2 days. We haven't done a single break-in.
You're right. No Jack Golke moments.
Nothing.
Just yet. Maybe chaos tonight, and Bryant wins by 30. You never know.
That would be a lovely.
I think you want that.
End of the week.
No, I don't want it. It's just it wouldn't even hurt at this point. Because I would just then be fully say, you know what?
And speak the good things into existence.
All right, state by 70. I don't know. There what do you want go. Me to say? You're over here going, well, you know, people, it could be a tight one at half. Just, they could be losing. I'm
I don't want to be like, oh, it's going to be a cakewalk. I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to cover. I just don't think it's, like, it'll be a battle for, like, early in the game.
Okay, Michigan fan here, and I completely agree with David with all his points. This team is maddening. That is from Tracy on the way home to New Baltimore.
David actually sent that in to himself.
No. Diehard Michigan fan here. No way Michigan beats A&M. They aren't small like UC San Diego, and we can't help but turn it over 100 times a game.
Yeah, but they're also not. Look, I think we start to get into the weeds on stuff, and it's like, oh, they've only got, you know, their tallest players are 6'9 or 6'10. It's like, oh, okay. Then we get into like wingspan stuff, and it's, is there really that big of a difference between 6'10 and 6'11? Or, oh, it says 7 foot. Really, the guy's probably 6'10. Very few teams have multiple 7 footers. You do. The problem is, you don't have much else. So,
and the other problem is, they don't act like they're 7 feet sometimes.
Well, one is, look, Vlad is a classic center, and I think he does a very good job battling. Wolf is not a power player. I think Wolf is, he's a weapon, he's a bit of a unicorn, but no, it's not like he's your prototypical four. He's not.
No.
This one's to you, Rico. They say ramps, pulleys, and a whole lot of oxen, not the aliens that made the pyramids. Just okay. Hard work.
But to Rico's point, the quarry that the stones came from was 500 miles away.
Right.
What 18-wheelers did they have?
I mean, unless you're just breeding people left and right, because they're all going to be dead in about 2 years working the pyramids.
I'm sorry, what?
What did you say?
I don't even know if we can put that as a drop.
You know what I mean. What? You basically, you need a population of about 10 million in order to get this thing built. Because you're killing your workers out there.
Breaking news, if you want to build a pyramid, just breed people left and right. I love it. That's so good.
Oh, hell, if it's just that simple, how do we fix MSU's football program? Rico's answer, breeding.
Left and right, Mike. Left and right.
I quit. Rico fixes MSU football. How? Breeding.
Someone checks it in. I'm dying laughing in my car right now.
That's a whole different subject there, Mike. Gotta leave that one alone.
David, please. Sorry.
Oh, my. Okay. I'm an MSU fan, and I really wanted to watch Michigan last night. It was 9:30, and I said, let me just take a quick little nap.
Uh-oh.
The old rest of my eyes woke up at 1:30 in the morning, missed the entire game.
Listen,
Kyle and Canton.
That's the biggest lie you ever tell yourself. I'm just going to rest my eyes for a second.
Cutscene. See you tomorrow.
The middle of the night.
Yeah, no, it was a tough one to stay up for last night, but luckily the game got really intense, so it helped. But, man, when we're starting these games 10:15 at night, and you have games in Seattle that you could make the last game of the night so none of us have to bother, that would be much better.
I don't like the late game. Someone says, I was up 6:15 yesterday morning, went to bed at 1:45 a.m. last night, up again at 6:30 this morning, working at 8 a.m. I'll be watching State tonight. I don't know how. He says, I am 60, toughing it out.
Hey, listen, it's the same thing when the Tigers go on the West Coast to open the season. Those games, it never used to be an issue. Now, oh my God. As Rico would say, I'm resting my eye. bottom of the fourth. Let's, yep, he's dead. It gets tough, dude. These games start at 10 o'clock. And baseball, you know it. You got a lot of time to burn.
Mm-hmm. They say.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.